دنیای ما، جامعه ما.
Our world, our community with Debbie Amini.
سلام و روز بخیر شنوندگان عزیز. دبی امینی هستم و به همراه کارگردان فنی خوبمون آرمینه عزیز، دومین روز آغاز سال 1400 شمسی و یا 2580مین سال برگزاری نوروز رو به همگی شما عزیزان تبریک میگم. امیدوارم سالی پر از سلامتی، شادی و شادکامی در کنار عزیزانتون در پیش داشته باشید. به مناسبت عید نوروز میهمان بسیار ویژه‌ای رو در برنامه داریم، سفیر کشور ارمنستان. همونطوری که میدونید این کشور ساکنینی داره که نوروز رو جشن میگیرن. Ambassador Armen Baibortsyan, Consul General of Armenia in Los Angeles. Thank you so much and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Ms. Amini. I'm very much grateful for the invitation and this opportunity. Happy Nowruz.
Thank you so much. The pleasure is ours. دوستان، شماره تماس با استودیو 323-512-7264 در خدمتتون هست. در طول برنامه میتونید تماس بگیرید و با میهمان برنامه نظرات و سوالات خودتون رو مطرح بکنید. Ambassador Armen Baibortsyan، اولین کنسول منتخب از ارمنستان در لس آنجلس هستند و دارای بالاترین درجه دیپلماتیک به عنوان Ambassador Extraordinary و Plain Potentiary هستند. در دانشگاه ماساچوستس پروفسور علوم سیاسی بودند و همچنین به عنوان Senior Advisor to the United Nations Resident Coordinator در ملل متحد United Nation فعال بودند. دو بار در سمت وزیر امور خارجه ارمنستان خدمت کردند و همزمان رئیس ارشد مذاکرات با اتحادیه اروپا بودند. با ریاست مشترک Ambassador Baibortsyan با معاون وزیر خارجه امریکا گفتگوی امنیتی امریکا و ارمنستان در سالهای 1999 و 2000 انجام شد. در سال 2006 تا 2008 ریاست بازرگانی، اقتصاد، تکنولوژی، فرهنگی و آموزشی ارمنستان با کشورهای چین و هندوستان به عهده ایشون بود. دکتر بایبورتیان اولین سفیر ارمنستان در کشورهای هندوستان، نپال، سریلانکا و اندونزی بودند. همچنین نماینده دائمی UN ملل متحد در نیویورک به منظور برقراری صلح و برقراری امنیت جهانی. ایشان دارای مدرک PhD در مطالعات بین‌الملل از دانشگاه جواهرلال نهرو و همچنین تاریخ دنیای مدرن از دانشگاه ییروان هستند و همچنین دارای تحصیلات عالیه از هاروارد و MIT. Ambassador Baibortsyan, it seems that being a high-ranked diplomat runs in the family. Is that right? Was your father once the ambassador of Armenia in Iran?
That's correct. My father, Professor Vahan Baibortsyan, used to be the first ambassador of Armenia in Iran in the post-independence period. As you know, Armenia proclaimed its latest independence in 1991, September, and my father was one of the first ambassadors and holds the title of being the first ambassador in Iran.
Yeah, very nice. So with him being the ambassador of Iran, have you ever lived in Tehran, perhaps?
Not me. So my parents lived there from 1992 to 1998. But my daughter, my elder daughter, Annie, stayed with them in Tehran for quite a long time, and she liked Tehran very much. And also let me add that my father, Vahan Baybultian, was appointed ambassador because he's professor of Iranian studies. So he speaks Farsi, he's professor of Iranian studies, and that's why that was somehow a very much reasonable and natural choice for him to become the first ambassador in Iran. Yes, so I would say that diplomacy runs in my family, really.
Very nice. So with your father speaking Farsi, and I'm guessing your daughter speaks Farsi because she lived there, do you speak any Farsi?
Regrettably, I don't speak Farsi myself. So, but in addition to my father, who speaks fluently Farsi, so my daughter knows some. She is now with us in Los Angeles. She knows some Farsi, but as far as she was not using, she lost the main vocabulary, I would say. Yeah.
Okay. So we probably have to meet with her and have some Farsi conversation to remind her. But any relatives, any Iranian relatives?
Yes, thank you for the question. So part of my family lived in Iran, in Tehran. And later on they moved to Los Angeles and also to France, to Paris. So my cousin Susan lives in Los Angeles, and another cousin, Aida, she lives in Paris. So yes, and their father is here with us also in Los Angeles. So I'm very proud and love my Iranian part of the family.
That's great. As you know, today is the second day of spring and celebrating Nowruz. From my understanding, Nowruz is celebrated in Armenia by tens of thousands of those with Iranian background. Is it true that it was actually celebrated by all Armenians as a national holiday until the extinction during the 19th century?
I would say yes, because Armenia, historically, Armenia was for centuries divided between Iran and Ottoman Empire, and the last division was in the 16th century, and until 1828, in the 19th century, Armenia, Eastern Armenia, meaning the present day Armenia, was part of Iran. At that time, Qajar Iran. And the Armenian community also prospered during Safavids. It is well known that during Shah Abbas the Great Emperor, very many Armenians, even though they suffered during this transition, they were moved. We are talking about 500,000 Armenians. They were moved from Eastern Armenia to Iran. But the good part of the story is that in 1604, 1605, Armenians, majority of them, they were settled in Isfahan, and one of the suburbs of Isfahan now is called New Julfa. Armenians lived there, and it became an important, very important center of Armenians, and I would say a center for international trade for Armenians. And until 1828, so Nowruz was broadly celebrated in Armenia. But in 1828, based on Turkmenchai Treaty, when that part of Armenian nation, the eastern part, became a part of Russian Empire, at that time, gradually this tradition was lost, celebrating Nowruz. And presently, in the independent Armenia it is celebrated, and very many Iranians, I would say thousands of them, several, so the largest number I believe was 30,000, that they come annually for Nowruz to celebrate in Armenia, and Armenian people like that very much, and so the tradition somehow is being reintroduced, and it's a beautiful tradition, and everyone likes that, and also the number of people who celebrate is increasing, and also here Armenian community knows well Nowruz, and not only Armenian Iranians, but also the community at large knows Nowruz, and so using the opportunity, I would like to extend my greetings to the Iranian-American community here in California and wish them prosperity, happiness, and good health on this wonderful occasion.
Thank you. We wish the same for them. You talked about the tradition. I wonder if all of them are exactly the same, like the table, perhaps the 12 days of celebration, going out to the nature on the 13th day, or the bonfire, the last Tuesday night of the year. Actually, the most important one, the most important tradition in Nowruz is spreading love and harmony among people. Is this tradition the same with Armenian people?
Yes, in general terms, it's the same. But I would tell that spreading love and harmony among people is 100% the same. The rest, like the tradition, is the same. Could vary a little bit, but this wonderful holiday is known for love and harmony, and so we all adhere to that.
Thank you. We talked about creating love, spreading love, respect, harmony. Armenian people are among those who were subjected to hate crimes about 100 years ago. During, I think, was it 1915 to 1923, 8 devastating years of Armenian genocide. I believe the Remembrance Day is actually in next month, April 24th. Am I right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
So do you believe that it's important to create friendship among people with of different countries, with different backgrounds, let's say different religious beliefs? Or you think it's more important to build a strong army and just to be able to defend against further attacks?
Yes, thank you for the question. The Armenian nation is a small nation. So in Armenia proper, presently there is a population of 3 million people. And Armenian diaspora numbers 7-8 million, so it is one of the unique cases when more Armenians live abroad than in Armenia proper, and our history very often was a very tragic one. Even the present, recently also the Armenian nation faced a war in Nagorno-Karabakh. So, but if we take a look at the history. So back in 1915, and it lasted years until 1923, our people, my nation, was subject to mass killing, so which is called Armenian genocide. This term was coined by Raphael Lemkin in the post-World War II period. And 1.5 million people were killed, and ethnic cleansing was conducted in Western Armenia. Western Armenia, which was part of the Ottoman Empire. It's the first genocide of the 20th century that took place in Turkey. And we commemorate, and all people also join us in commemorating April 24, including the commemoration is taking place in on a regular basis, also in Los Angeles, in California. And coming to your very important question about friendship among people, I would say that friendship among people is very important for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so important that we not only present to the world our history, our tragic history, and the world knows, but also we present our culture and we build bridges with all nations. And when we spoke about the genocide, the tragic part of the genocide, not only is the history, but also the fact that Turkey even today doesn't want to recognize the Armenian genocide. And we consider that denialism even worse than the committing genocide itself. That's why it's very, very important that Turkey itself also recognizes the genocide. And I would say that more than 30 countries in the world officially recognize the genocide, including the state of California as a state, but as country, in late 2019, both houses, both parts of the Congress, Senate, and House of Representatives, they also recognized the Armenian genocide at that time. And this year, a new resolution is tabled in Congress. We are hopeful that the executive also will recognize the Armenian genocide. And we believe that establishing friendship, relationship with the entire world is very important for the Armenian nation, because we as a nation that has diaspora, we lived in very many countries, and we live nowadays in very many countries. And everywhere Armenians enjoy respect, and this is also is a testimony to the fact that Armenians value friendship, and they work in that direction, sparing no effort to gain more and more friends worldwide. And as far as having a strong army is the question is concerned, I would say that every nation in the world, every country in the world, and it's part of the statecraft, they work in the direction of having a strong army as means of protecting country from attacks externally. And as a diplomat, I would say that any country, including Armenia, they make external security arrangements and internal, domestic. So building an army is domestic, and external are alliances, friendship, official friendship with very many countries and nations that can secure the country and the peaceful living of people in the country.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I really hope that the world will never see those kind of hate crimes, 1.5 million deaths of Armenian people in Armenian genocide, Holocaust killing 6 million Jews, the total of 11 million deaths. And these are really, I don't know what to even call it, devastating incidents in history that they should not be repeated. We're going to listen to a song that Armine chose for that reason. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to be back and we'll continue our conversation with Ambassador Armen Barburtian.
تن کرده زمان لباس نوروز، افکنده ز تن قبای دیروز، رفته شکور فصل سرما،
نوروز بر شما هموطنان عزیز مبارک. آرزو دارم این سال جدید همچون بهار که زمستان رو پایان میبخشه و شکوفه ها و جوان ها و طبیعت نومیشن، با خود خبرهای خوش و همراه سلامتی برای ایرانیان در کشور عزیزمان ایران و برون مرز به همراه بیاره. امید دارم این سال جدید سالی سرشار از سلامتی برای شما هموطنان عزیز باشه. سپاسگزار پشتیبانی های شما هستم و برای خانواده ایرانی خودم در کالیفرنیا آرزوی بهترین ها رو دارم. پیام شایانی.
۸۱۸ ۷۷۷ ۷۷ ۷۷
آیا دلتون برای یک قرمه سبزی عالی لک زده و وقت آشپزی ندارید؟ یا مهمونی بزرگی در راه دارید که میخواید با خوشمزه ترین خوراک از مهمانانتون پذیرایی کنید؟ در کوتاه ترین زمان لذیذ ترین غذا را آماده کنید. مثلا مایه شیرین پلوی مجلسی و پرملات کدبانو، بامیه آماده کدبانو، باقالی دو پوسته درجه یک کدبانو یا آلبالیه بدون شکر اضافه که برای دم کردن جون میده. از خاصیت فراوانش استفاده کنید. کدبانو، انتخاب درست هر بانو.
آگهی شما در رادیو ایران روزانه به گوش صدها هزار شنونده وفادار میرسد. پیغام شما موجب دلگرمی آنهاست که از خدمات شما به عنوان یک همزبان استفاده کنند و بدیهی است که پشتیبانی آنها افزایش درآمد بیشتر شما را به همراه خواهد داشت. رادیو ایران بیش از 20 سال است که این پل ارتباطی را بین ایرانیان برقرار کرده است. با تماس با رادیو ایران، یکی از نمایندگان مجرب ما، شما را با شیوه‌های تبلیغاتی گوناگون شامل مصاحبه، پیغام‌های خلاصه و اسپانسرشیپ در هر دو رادیوی AM و HD یا از طریق دیجیتال مارکتینگ و آگهی در وبسایت آشنا خواهد کرد. 323-851-5476 323-851-5476 وبسایت socalpersian.com. با تبلیغ در رادیو ایران شما هم به جمع آگهی دهندگان موفق بپیوندید.
نوروز را با محصولات الماس جشن بگیرید. محصولات غذایی الماس یادآور طعم اصیل ایرانی از محصولات گوشتی، چون سوسیس و کالباس، کباب کوبیده، جوجه کباب تا سبزی‌های آماده، خورشت‌های آماده تپ و انواع پیتزای ایرانی. محصولات الماس در فروشگاه‌های ایرانی و مدیترانه و almasfood.com.
مدیریت محصولات الماس فرارسیدن نوروز را به شما تبریک می‌گوید.
طرف خودم و همکارانم در محصولات غذایی الماس به همه هموطنان عزیز در سراسر دنیا و بالخصوص در آمریکای شمالی تبریک و تهنیت عرض می‌کنم. از این فرصت استفاده می‌کنم و از حمایت شما هموطنان عزیز از محصولات الماس سپاسگزار هستم. نوروز پیروز.
almasfood.com
خانم شهرزاد طهوری، مدیریت شهرزاد تراول با بیش از 4 دهه تجربه در خصوص سیر و سیاحت، سال نو را به شما تبریک می‌گوید. برای بهترین قیمت بلیط به ایران، تورها و سفرهای اروپایی و سفرهای داخلی در آمریکا با شهرزاد تراول تماس بگیرید. سال نو بر شما مبارک باد.
شهرزاد هستم از آژانس مسافرتی شهرزاد. از طرف خودم و کارکنان به همگی سال نو رو تبریک میگم و امیدوارم سال پر سفر و پر محبت و پر انرژی و پر پول برای همه باشه.
شهرزاد تراول 310-477-9400 310-477-9400 سال نو بر شما مبارک.
فروشگاه سبزی مارکت ضمن سپاس فراوان از مشتریان وفادار و همیشگی این فروشگاه و با تشکر از حضور گرم شما، بهترین شادباش‌های نوروزی را تقدیمتان می‌نماید. سبزی مارکت همچنین با فراهم آوردن کلیه غذاهای متنوع نوروزی، آماده مزین نمودن سفره‌های نوروزی مشتریان عزیز می‌باشد. باشد که نوروزی شاد را در کنار یکدیگر جشن بگیریم. 818-745-1313 سبزی مارکت، مارکت منتخب شما.
عرض کنم من موکل دکتر کامران یدیدی نیستم و تا به حال پرونده با ایشون نداشتم، ولی با اجازه خود ایشون دارم مطالب رو میگم. من با دوستم توی ماشین بودیم و تصادف کردیم خیلی بد. دوستم گفت من میرم پیش کامران یدیدی، کارش بهتره. من گفتم نه، یه وکیلی هست که میگه اینا همه تبلیغاتیان و من میخوام برم پیش اون. خلاصه پرونده و دکتر درمون، موقع حساب کتاب مبلغ خسارت دریافتی دوستم $100,000 از من بیشتر شد. به وکیلم گفتم مگه میشه اینقدر تفاوت؟ ایشونم منمن کرد و دلایل عجب غریب آورد. منم کپی پروندهمو آوردم پیش آقای یدیدی. یه نگاهی کردن و گفتم پرونده خراب شده و دیسیزید. اونجا بود فهمیدم چرا مردم فوری میرن پیش یدیدی. یعنی هر کی میخواد بدونه چرا کامران یدیدی، کافیه فقط یک بار پروندهشو ببره جای دیگه. و سلام.
دکتر کامران یدیدی، برگه برنده شما در امور تصادفات. 818-999-99-99.
Someone being bullied online, you can be a witness and make a difference by letting the world know it isn't cool and by letting your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Ever forgotten a password or misplaced your cell phone or keys? That's what every day feels like for a person living with Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's Greater Los Angeles provides free services to families and caregivers in Greater LA and the Inland Empire. Remember, you're not alone. Go online for help, to donate, or to get involved at 844-HELP-ALZ or ALZGLA.org. That's ALZGLA.org.
صمیمانه، برنامه از دکتر مهدی آقازمانی.
با صحبت‌های از جنس صمیمیت، آخرین برنامه هفتگی رادیو ایران 670 AM را یک شنبه شب‌ها ساعت 9 گوش کنید.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. Everything is up for the world to see. But what if the sharing could be used to make a difference? The National MS Society is building a place where everyone can share their experiences for good. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Because together, we are stronger. Join us at wearestrongerthanms.org.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Things have quieted down somewhat in Miami following violence last night when young people on spring break became violent, destroying stores and fighting among themselves and with police. Numerous injuries reported, at least 1,000 people arrested. A North Korean citizen now in U.S. custody after being extradited from Malaysia. He is facing money laundering charges. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin in Afghanistan amid questions just how long American troops will remain in that country. He has met with senior Afghan government officials. From Tehran, some saber-rattling. Iran making more threats against Fort McNair, which sits alongside the nation's capital. This is SRN News.
KIRN 670 AM. Radio Iran.
Radio Iran.
دنیای ما، جامعه ما.
Our world, our community, with Debbie Amini.
Thank you.
دوستان در خدمت امباسدور آرمن بایبورتیان، کنسول جنرال آرمنیا در لس آنجلس هستیم. قبل از اینکه به آگهی‌ها بریم، داشتیم راجع به اینکه چقدر مهمه که بین مردم کشورهای متفاوت با عقاید متفاوت و مختلف بتونیم دوستی و صلح ایجاد بکنیم، مهمه تا اینکه تاریخ دوباره شاهد وقایع و فجایعی مثل آرمینین جنوساید و یا هولوکاست و از این قبیل نسل کشی ها نباشه. Ambassador Vibortian, you mentioned that over 30 countries officially recognize Armenian genocide. I guess, if I'm not mistaken, 195 countries exist these days. Why only 30? And you also mentioned that it's important that Turkey recognizes this genocide. Why is it really important for the other countries to recognize officially Armenian genocide?
Yes. Presently, as I said, 30 countries recognized, and the number is increasing. And very many countries have their own considerations, and very often guided by political and geopolitical calculations. And I believe it's a matter of time that majority of them recognize. But international recognition is a very important factor that can prevent future genocides against other nations. It's very, very important. And when we talk about the Armenian genocide, when we talk about the Holocaust, more than 6 million Jews were killed. I always remember that it's well known fact that in 1939, before invasion of Poland, the Nazi dictator Adolf Hitler stated, "Who after all speaks today of the annihilation of the Armenians?" So if the Armenian genocide could have been prevented, then possibly the Holocaust also would not take place. And for all of us, it's those are crimes against humanity, in general. That's why it's our common task to prevent those genocides, those Holocausts. And I have visited Yad Vashem in Jerusalem, the Holocaust Museum, 3.5 years back. And I was shocked, as I was shocked at the genocide museum every time that I go in Yerevan. I was shocked that in the 20th century, the century of civilization, that can happen to us Armenians, to Jews and other nations also. And we should combine our forces to prevent it, to prevent future generations from this crime.
I agree. I wanted to ask, as an ambassador and consul general, how would you be able to contribute it toward this friendship? But I think you kind of answered that question, that the more we can get the other countries to recognize that officially, and we come together, hopefully we can prevent this kind of devastating years from in the future.
Exactly.
Thank you. So let's talk about good stuff. It seems that COVID pandemic is going to be over soon, hopefully. Again, hopefully life is going back to normal. I know that lots of people can't wait to go back, visit their loved ones in Armenia. There are also a lot of people who are planning to take a vacation and visit beautiful countries. I've never had the pleasure of going to Armenia myself, but I've heard that it's a beautiful country. I want to ask you to mention perhaps some of the visitor sites, both historical and nature. What is there for our audience if they're interested in taking vacation to Armenia?
Sure, thank you. And I think using this opportunity, I want to extend an invitation to you to visit Armenia, and I'll be following up on this, because I believe that it's very important for you to personally to see the country and share your impressions on the radio and in general. And let me tell that Armenia is very, very beautiful. So it's very rich with history, very many historical monuments there, starting from ancient period and going further. You will see old ancient Armenian monuments. You will see even monuments of Hellenistic period, the influence of Hellenism in Armenia, and also Christian period. Armenia is the first country in the world that adopted Christianity as a state religion. This way it's being called often called the first Christian nation. The Iranian American community would be really surprised to see so many common things in Armenia, because Armenians feel very close to Iranians, to Persians, to the Iranian culture. We consider Iranians to be people of very high culture, and we lived as neighbors for centuries. When we talk about Nowruz, it's a well-known fact that Nowruz was officially celebrated since the 3rd century before the Common Era, where Arshakid dynasty was ruling both in Armenia and in Persia. The same family, the royal family, was ruling in both kingdoms separately, and since then it was celebrated. You will see so many common things, even words, and also it would be interesting for you to know that Armenian as a language, it's completely independent from all other languages, being an Indo-European language, and even the scholars made a separate subgroup for Armenian, and the Armenian language is the sole representative of the group, but at the same time it is very close to the Persian. We Armenians borrowed a lot of words from Persian, and thousands of words from Persian. And it can sound very familiar to those who visit Armenia. Armenia is a beautiful, open country, well connected to the world. There are very many ways of traveling to Armenia from California and the United States. So we have planes flying to Armenia via Paris, Air France, and via Paris is a popular way to travel. Also via Doha, Qatar Airways, also some other European capitals like Prague, and also Warsaw, Polish Airways also fly, and Moscow, and you name it. So it's and not only from the U.S., but also from neighboring countries also. So it's a great place to spend time. The climate is very mild, beautiful. On the small territory of a country, you can find different, very many climate zones, absolutely beautiful nature, mountains, valleys, historical monuments, and more importantly, people who are very much hospitable. They are happy when they see tourists coming from different countries, and they will greet and are greeting Iranian Americans and with open hands and hearts, and all other people. And cuisine is fantastic. So it's not just my opinion, but everyone shares that. And it's a nice place to spend time. And now the season, spring season, is being open, and summer is coming. And Armenia has classical four seasons, so each of them has its beauty. So, but I invite everyone to visit Armenia and enjoy hospitality of my country.
Wow, with all the things that you said, now I must go. It's going to be the
Absolutely.
On my vacation list. There are a lot of places that I want to go visit, but definitely Armenia is going to be the first one now. It's amazing. Do people need visa, any permission if they want to go to Armenia?
With U.S. passport, no. There is no need for any visa there. With U.S. passport, with Canadian, with European Union passport, Japanese, no need to have visa. It's open.
Okay. But people who are here with perhaps green card and they still hold on to their Iranian passport, they probably need to get permission, right?
No, with Iranian passport, it's also open.
It's
so
also
no need for visa.
Okay.
And other countries, they can, other passports, they can get a visa on the spot. But U.S. and Iranian passports, no visa is required.
Perfect. Is there any safety measures that need to be considered, perhaps? They can just go?
Armenia and its capital, Yerevan, are considered to be is considered to be one of the safest countries in the world. And I mean it in Yerevan, so even at nighttime, people walk, no any problem at all. It's very much safe. And this is something that we are proud to have this safety in the country. And for tourists, it's really paradise.
Definitely, yes. It's very important to have that safety when you travel somewhere. One more question. Is anyone from any religion, any group welcome to Armenia?
Yes, absolutely. Armenians are very much open to every religion in the world. So, and people, they come, people of different religions, and so they enjoy the country. And historically, the fact is that Armenia is located on the crossroads between Europe and Asia, between North and South, East and West. And also Armenians for centuries were engaged in international trade. And because of that exposure, that makes Armenians one of the most open and welcoming nations in the world. So history taught us to be open to every and each nation and every and each religion. So those who will visit Armenia, they will see that themselves.
That's great. I was looking on the map, and it seems that it's a pretty small country. So I really don't know, how many days do you think it's good to have to visit Armenia, and or perhaps arrange a vacation to visit the surrounding countries? Like, I think it's very close to Israel, Greece. What are the surrounding countries that you think it would be nice for people to arrange a visit and then they go to Armenia as well?
Yes. Yeah. So for Armenia, it would be great to allocate at least a week to stay in Armenia. And also very many tourists combine stay in Armenia with the stay in neighboring Georgia, and also another beautiful country. Some people also, it's open, they can travel to Iran from Armenia. From Israel, also it's a wonderful idea to travel, to combine stay in Armenia with the stay in Israel. There are 2-3 flights, minimum 2 flights per week from Tel Aviv Airport, Ben Gurion to Yerevan, Zvartnots Airport. During the high season, the number of flights goes up. And same Greece, several flights. We have from neighboring countries also. There is a flight also from Istanbul. There is a flight from Bulgaria, Romania, Georgia, I mentioned, from Russia, almost every European capital. And I told also that Yerevan is connected by flights with Tehran. And another popular destination to Armenia is via Dubai, a very intensive the relations with Emirates and a lot of flights, and also Doha, Qatar. So every way is possible. It just needs planning, and it's. But the most important thing that it's easy. It's very easy to travel to Armenia, and it's really great. And combining with other countries also gives additional value to this tourism. Absolutely.
Great. I was wondering if you have any programs, perhaps in the future, that will help people who live in Los Angeles to get more familiar with Armenian culture, Armenian country, the historical places, something that brings people in and, you know, it helps them realize Armenian people are friendly people and they are looking after friendship. Any programs like that, perhaps?
That's a very good point. Actually, we at the Consulate General in Los Angeles here so designed a nice program which the COVID didn't allow, the pandemic didn't allow to implement earlier. So in coming months, we will start promoting and presenting Armenia in California broadly and to different communities. And Iranian American community also is going to be on our list, presenting Armenia as a tourism destination, presenting Armenians, presenting tourist sites in Armenia. And more importantly, we are working on having a direct flight, which some of the tourists and travelers, they prefer direct flight, even though business people more are attracted to direct. But still, that also is going to be introduced. And so promoting Armenia will increase the number of tourists and also businesses. So, yes, we have. And in coming months, we'll start implementing these projects. And personally, I will be going to very many communities, and we set up a team to promote Armenia, and I believe that will yield its very important results.
That would be great, yes. And I think if people are interested in to find out about the programs, maybe they can just visit the website, right?
Yes, the website of the Consulate General. So just Googling Consulate General of Armenia in Los Angeles will bring people to our website, and we have a section on tourism, and we are updating that section. So in the light of the new project that I was telling about, so website, and also giving a call to our Consulate General, also they will find the numbers and everything, the website, while Googling. So, and we will be helping people to guide them, direct them, and presenting the information and facilitating their travel.
That would be great. Thank you so much. I wish we had more time and we could continue this conversation, this really informative conversation. But at this time, we're coming to the end of the program, and I have to just thank you for dedicating your time being with us today. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Ambassador.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. دوستان عزیز، برنامه رو در اینجا به پایان میگذاریم. به یک قطعه خیلی کوتاه از یک آهنگ زیبای دیگه ارمنی گوش میدیم. تا برنامه آینده، روز خوش و خدا نگهدار.
Արցունքներով լցվեց եվ սևաչերով, Չարլեզոներին հավատաց իմ յարը, Արցունքներով լցվեց եվ սևաչերով, Ես աշխարը շատ խուշ բան է հերանան, Ուզում էի հերանալ ու մորանան, Ես աշխարը շատ խուշ բան է հերանան, Ուզում էի հերանալ ու մորանան, Garun 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 e sirun sirun sirun
ket kosev se vacherum yajans du ayrumes garum 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 ne sirun sirun sirune et kosev se vacherum